Now, hardly a week seems to go by where you don't hear about someone being the victim of stalking. Sometimes it's just regular folk like you and me. Sometimes it's big sports stars, movie stars, or in this case, it's a politician. It's a high-profile MP who understandably now is disappointed with prosecutors for failing to convict a vile and unbearable stalker she says harassed her for some 7 years. It's Nadine Dorries, Conservative MP for Mid Bedfordshire. And she joins me now. Nadine, thank you for coming on the show. Good morning. I'm desperately sorry to read about this, and I don't want to take you anywhere that distresses you, but what chronologically can you tell the listeners how this started and what you've been through?
Well, it began in 2007 when I first began my campaign to lower the limits at which abortion took place from 24 weeks to 20. And that's when my stalker, if you like, entered my space very aggressively, repetitively, you know, shouting phone calls, angry emails. But I don't mean just, you know, the occasional email or the occasional shouting phone call. I mean blitzed with it. Mm. And stuff on the internet. He wrote, you know, 200, 300, 400, 500 words about me every day on a blog site on the internet. He's also an expert at something called search engine optimization. So he made sure everything he wrote about me was the first thing that people saw on Google. Just that kind of stuff. To begin with, but then it just became more sinister. He started, once the abortion issue went away, he then started on me, but not just me. This was the kind of clever stuff. Like, for example, I went on a television program. He managed to get hold of the telephone number of a young female researcher on that program and began harassing her quite aggressively. He began harassing my staff. One of them gave her the notice because he was contacting people that she'd worked with 20 years previously. And to take you to the most up-to-date incident, I mentioned a professor at my local university in a debate I had in Parliament just recently. No sooner had I had that debate and mentioned the professor's name than my stalker began aggressively telephoning the professor's research assistant.
Good grief.
So what he tries to do is not just intimidate me. He gets to me by getting to anybody he can find out who's associated with me. He's now, I noticed this morning on the internet, started talking about my former chairman, a former high sheriff of Bedfordshire, who's known to me, and that man's wife died 3 weeks ago, and he's now writing about him on the internet.
What a vile piece of work!
He is, and terribly
what a low life. Now you're concerned that there's not enough within law, or you think there is enough within law and it's not being acted upon. Where would you put it, Nadine?
Well, I'd actually pinpoint it to a 6-month exclusion, which the CPS use, which is in law, without going into it being too complicated. Because this man has been after me for 7 years, and some of his activities have fallen out of what the CPS regard as a 6-month exclusion. So they only consider what's happened in the last 6 months. And so that has to be removed. I've spoken to Theresa May about it. I'm taking it further in Parliament. Interestingly, I'm actually going to go this week to courts and seek a protection against harassment order. But what's more interesting, this man who has been the scourge of lots of politicians, I'm the fourth MP. He stalked another MP before me for 3 years consecutively and made her ill, as well as other male politicians, but he doesn't stick with the men, male politicians quite as often as he does me. But he was always attacking Labour politicians like Tony Blair and Jack Straw. This week, not only has he moved across the country and rented a house down the road from me, he's now joined my local Labour Party because that gives him a reason to be in my space. And so I really can't face the prospect. I've had to leave my home. I can't go out on my own, and I can't face the prospect of ever having this man having a legitimate reason to be in my space. I discovered on Twitter last night he's been using his sidekick to gain information about my daughter at school to pass to him. So it's reached a point where if the CPS don't think this man has committed a criminal offence, I have to protect myself and go to the courts and get a protection of harassment order.
This is horrific.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrific.
And the thing is, I've kept quiet. I've never spoken about it because you feel like he's erected this filter on the internet that people view you through, and it attacks your confidence and it intimidates you. And I always thought, and everybody, police and everybody, advice has always been, don't take him on, don't challenge him, ignore him as though he isn't there. But how do I ignore a man who's getting people to find information about my daughter at school? How do I ignore a man who's now moved 70 miles and rented a house down the road from me? who turns up at venues that I'm at and films me. How do I ignore that? Who puts an image of himself on the internet with a gun in his hand and tweets a comment saying, what would Ian Dale, one of your presenters, think if I shot Nadine Dorries through the brain with a gun? How do I ignore that?
You can't ignore it, Nadine. It's absolutely horrific. So, lastly, you're hopeful. What are you hopeful will kick in now? What is it that you're...
Well, I'm applying to the court this week for a protection against harassment order, and I hope that will kick in. But I've also decided over the last week that I have to, because I've had emails just this morning. I've had emails now from just ordinary members of the public that this man has intimidated and stalked also over years. And I realise that I actually have to speak out on behalf of these people. I decided to speak out this week because of an amazing advocacy service called Paladin, which is run by a woman called Laura Richardson, which has just been incredible in helping me. They've given me the confidence to speak out because I have a responsibility as an MP to do so and to if you like, get over the barriers of what he's done to me and my family personally. And these emails this morning from ordinary people that he has subjected his vile attention to has, if you like, made me so much more committed in the fact that I am now going to speak out against this and hopefully with Paladin, the advocacy, stalking advocacy service, to beat people like him. Because I'd just like to say one more thing,
please,
Nick.
Do. Yeah,
300
please do.
Women have died this year at the hands of men, and many of those women were stalked, and many of their stalkers began their campaign on the internet, and we have to do something now to speak out and stop this.
I've never heard anything like it, Nadine. It's absolutely horrific. I wish you nothing but success. Nadine Dorries there, Conservative MP for Mid-Beds. Look, it's one thing not to take to your local MP. I kind of get that. And they're made of fairly thick skin. They go to public meetings and they know not everyone's going to support them. But to start stalking them, you draw the line there. To start stalking their children, dear God. I should tell you, two specific criminal offences of stalking were introduced in November 2012. Until then, people accused of stalking had been prosecuted under harassment laws, but only then when their actions were seen to cause a fear of violence. Prosecutions for stalking are now at an all-time high. They're up 20% last year. But how many people were done for stalking last year? What's the number?